question. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a shloka. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyante kalevaram tam tamai vaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavita. Whatever we think, and that will materialize. That I mentioned in the beginning of Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Shraddha, Virya, Smriti, Samadhi, Prajna, Purvaka, Itaresham, and Tivra Samvegana, Masana. What we want in our life, why we are not getting what we want, our intention is not 100%. Today, I definitely want that one. I am so keen on getting that one. Tomorrow, my goalpost changes. Not that one. I want this one. I change my goalpost tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, I have different desire. And it's what we want to actualize that one, our intention is not 100%. It is not committed. We keep changing the goalposts. And this shloka, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about yam yam vapim, whatever you think, and depart the body, in the next life you get that one. One is for the next life, one here also. What we want, if you are so keen and working on that one again and again, it will actualize that one, it will materialize. And a yogi should be clear what I want in my life. And many people, they desired that one when they got, oh, I thought I wanted something else. This I did not want. And they regret. And before desiring, we should be clear on what we want. And that desire should be sattvic, pure. And pure desire. It should not have an ill effect after that one. And whatever we thought with passion, we continued our life, same thought will come to the last minute of our life. We may think, when I depart, I will think good and depart. It won't happen. All my life, I was wishing ill of others. In the last minute, I will think negative only and depart. And Sri Krishna says, you have to think positive always, because the last minute of your life is very crucial, what you think. If you think good and depart, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, think good, you will go to higher worlds. And if you think ordinary, you have to come back in the level, same level. If you start thinking negative, you had to go to the nether world. It's given an example in the scriptures, like if you have 1,000 cows and you can't distinguish one cow to other, but if you leave one calf and to the herd of cows, it will go to the right mother. It knows how to identify its mother. There may be 10,000 cows, the calf knows how to go to its mother. Same way, it says, the karmas, what we do, in the last minute of our life, it will start coming to us. Like calf, we have so many people, do so many karmas, but my karma, my thought, like a calf going to the mother, that will come to me. For that, nobody is responsible. I can't blame because of my wife or husband or children, mother, neighbor, my employer, employee. Nobody to blame. That it will know, it knows how to come to you. It will find its way to you. And that's why when you remember this one, like a calf looking for a mother, it will find that karma, whatever we have done, it will come to us and it won't leave. It will get stuck to us. And that's why we have to be very gentle on how we live in our life, day-to-day life. And with my power, my wealth, I think I'm unstoppable. I can do whatever I want. But there is another equation, the cosmic equation, that nobody can get over that one. We have to be very gentle in our life, and our life should be meaningful and should be useful for others. And that is yoga. Yoga, when we're living, we should be of use for others, not for myself. And that way it's in the Sri Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Always think good. Always think positive. However difficult is the situation. And do not lose balance. Be positive, be positive, be positive. And always think good, think positive. And the bad face also will go off. Bad face of the life, it is only a small face. Have an endurance. That's why when we do the asana, asana is just a trial. Some of the asanas we did, it is very painful. It is, I want to get over that one and stop. Slowly endure. It's only a small duration. Slowly mental stamina increases. Willpower increases. So that our difficult patch of our life, we can endure that one. When you experience the higher pain, smaller pain won't bother any longer. Doing the asana, some parts back is hurting, it's hurting, neck is hurting. You are made to endure. So that you are able to bear the hardship in your life. It's the purpose of doing various asanas. Endure. That is called as tapas. And in the Sri Krishna says, that's why, tasmat sarveshu. Always, as a yoga practitioner, so many people attending, when you go back, if you are always positive in your life, your immediate circle, you will influence your immediate circle. Your family, you are influencing. Your colleagues, you are influencing. Your neighbors, you are influencing. This is the contribution we are making to the, giving to the Creator. Always, and try not to talk negative. Negative, it's a media. If you look at the media, always negative. Everywhere is negative, but still, the yoga is something different. Yoga, we should be different to the ordinary people. We are not ordinary outside people. We should be something different. Our attitude in our life should be different. Our approach to life should be different. And then the practice of yoga, me is showing the results. If you are becoming slightly different and acting differently to the general crowd, that means the yoga has started bearing its fruit. What is the difference between the, what is the use of whether it's a fruit is bearing or not, or whether it's a barren tree? When my approach to the life starts changing, that means yoga has started bearing the fruit. And that is the purpose of yoga. Always positive. Be positive. And remember that calf, it knows how to identify. And karma also will follow us. Be positive. Will generate the good vibe, good karma, so that it is our good energy is our companion as we depart. Left thumb and index finger together.